The White House is expressing doubts, but let's see what happens next Tuesday when North Korean officials are going to meet with South Korean officials for the first time in over 2 years to discuss the Winter Olympics. They'll be meeting in the town of Panmunjom in the Demilitarized Zone. Panmunjom is historic. It's where the armistice was signed in 1953 that brought fighting in the Korean War to an end, although not an actual end of the war itself. These days, it's kind of a tourist destination, a dangerous tourist destination. It's been called the most tense place on the planet. But hey, it's got 4.5 stars on TripAdvisor, so what are we waiting for? Isaac Stonefish, a senior fellow at the Asia Society, has been there many times over the past several years. So how did Panmunjom become what it is today, Isaac?
I think after the end or the cessation of the Korean War, both sides wanted to use it as a propaganda tool to show how much better their way of life was than the other side. And both sides regularly, especially the South Korean side, take tourists there. And they both want to demonstrate a different message. Now, the South Korean side wants to show just how dangerous it is and how they're protecting the country. And the North Korean side, strangely, it's much more, look how the South is dividing us from the North. But it was much less tense on the North Korean side.
So the city limits of Panmunjom are shared by both North and South Korea?
Yes.
Describe for us what a trip there was like for you. How did you actually get there?
So you take a tourist bus from Seoul, and when I went, they made us sign something that said basically our life was in our own hands, and we were given a lot of speeches about the danger of the zone. Conversely, going from the North Korean side, it was an almost festive experience. And North Korea is a very, very tense place to visit, and I'm sure a much tenser place to live in. But the DMZ felt almost like a party, almost like, hey, this is us defending our country, and everyone just look over at the other side, smile, have a good time.
So you've been to Panmunjom coming at it from the South Korean side and the North Korean side?
Been to the DMZ from both sides. I don't remember if I made it to Panmunjom from the north side, but right. I've definitely been to the DMZ from both the south and the north. And they certainly don't make you sign anything on the north side. They don't really have the same ideas of liability and responsibility they do up there than they do in the south.
Once you're in Panmunjom on the DMZ, is there any divider between the north and the south? Like, can you actually meet North Korean troops there?
So when you're in the room at the center of the DMZ, there's a line that goes through it. And one part of the room is the North Korean side. One part of the room is the South Korean side. They alternate allowing tourists from either sides to go in. And then you're allowed to walk around the room. So sort of like being in the embassy of a foreign country, you know, you cross the border over to the North Korean side, even if it's just 4 or 5 feet.
Absolutely fascinating. So what else is there to see in Panmunjom?
I remember they showed us a golf course or a golf. I think it was just maybe a golf hole where people can play golf, and there's some sort of superlative attached to it, maybe the most dangerous golf course in the world. And on the North Korean side, I remember it was a pretty good opportunity to pick up souvenirs. There were people selling trinkets. I think there was people on the side of the road, just sort of rare in North Korea, selling little keychains, I think, and ginseng candies and silkscreen prints and booze. They were very big on the booze. So a lot of opportunity to buy North Korean ginseng alcohol and I think a snake bile alcohol too, some sort of strange kind of alcohol that I decided not to risk my life on. That was also would have been dangerous.
The website TripAdvisor gave Panmunjom the whole visit 4.5 stars. You agree with that?
I think that's a good ranking. Yeah, I think on the North Korean side, I'd give it 5 stars. The South Korean side felt a little bit too artificially tense.
Huh. What would you say is the difference between the North Koreans and the South Koreans you met on these two tours and why they go to Panmunjom?
So we weren't allowed to interact with any North Korean tourists while we were there. And I think the ones who do go probably are taken to show what the South Koreans have done to them and how the South Korean brothers are keeping the nation divided because of the imperialistic and overbearing Americans. And I think the South Koreans go more for a sense of curiosity, a sense of history, and a sense of trying to understand why the situation is like it is.
Isaac Stonefish, a senior fellow at the Asia Society, thanks very much for telling us about Panmunjom.
Thank you, Marco. Great to chat.